still working on a national animal ID program. Thanks for being with us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says livestock producers and others are going to have to weigh the cost of having a national animal ID system and possible cost of not having one. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
When it comes to a possible national animal identification and traceback system,
there's a lot of angst about confidentiality and privacy and cost.
Cost, a major issue. This from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. He told a group of reporters in Washington that there might be a cost to not having a system as well.
If we had an incident and we couldn't contain that incident, we could have multiple billions of dollars of losses in the market from just one incident.
In fact, this past week, there was a new study saying those losses to U.S. export markets alone could total up to $13 billion, even without some sort of animal disease incident, simply because more world customers are demanding traceability of food products before buying. So losses could be big.
The question is, how do we minimize those losses? Well, an identification system that's more pervasive than the one we have today might be of assistance. It's costly. You're dealing with hundreds of millions of dollars of cost versus billions of dollars of loss. So the question is, how do we solve that dilemma?
Vilsack will be holding listening sessions across the country to get ideas on that. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Now, the American and Tennessee Farm Bureaus have public policy on the national animal ID system that states they support the establishment and implementation of a voluntary national animal identification system that's capable of providing support for animal disease control and eradication. Now, livestock producers are concerned about the cost of the program and the confidentiality. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service will host a series of listening sessions on the program across the country later this month. The closest meetings for Tennessee will be held May 21st in Birmingham and on May 22nd in Louisville, Kentucky. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.